Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Polarity. Everything in creation is subject to the polarity principle. As unity is the only possibility in spirit, polarity is the only possibility in creation. The Great One had to divide itself into two, masculine and feminine, in order for the third, creation or the sun, to be made manifest. This principle is very closely related to vibration because one end of every pole vibrates on a higher frequency than the other. On the pole of health, wellness exists on the high vibration end and sickness exists on the low vibration end. On the pole of finances, wealth exists on the high vibration end of the pole and poverty on the low. On the pole of substance, everything exists on the high vibration end and nothing on the low end, etc. From this, you can see that it is not necessary for you to busily manage your health or your money. What is important is that you manage your vibration. You are thrown to the high end of a pole in all situations when you maintain a high vibration. Heaven and hell are polarities. According to Egyptian metaphor, heaven is a right brain phenomenon activated by activity from your left side, and hell is a left brain phenomenon activated by activity from your right side. Therefore, you'll experience one or the other of these states of consciousness, depending on which way you are facing. If you are finding people or circumstances offensive, you are metaphorically facing the right. Don't complain. Turn your head and present the other cheek. In other words, see it as your Holy Spirit would have you see it, not as your ego would. Quote, when you made visible what is not true, what is true became invisible to you. A Course in Miracles.